Welcome back. This is Mark Steiner, and it is Wednesday, which means Anna Walsh is here, the managing editor of the City Paper, and its Eats and Drinks editor as well. Anna, welcome.
Always a pleasure, Mark.
Always. And one day we'll actually meet.
Yes. Someday.
Someday.
Someday we'll see each other in person. But for now, we'll just, you know, talk through the radio. Yeah, that's good enough for
we'll
me.
We'll be
right
ISDN
now.
Pals.
All right, here we go.
So talk about this issue. This is the protest issue.
Yeah. So given all of the pretrial hearings that have been going on with the six police officers charged in the death of Freddie Gray, it seemed like a good opportunity to revisit some of the people that we met back in April during the uprising, as well as some of the themes, see what movements have come out of that are still ongoing. So we have a piece by Brandon Soderberg, the other managing editor, about Commissioner Davis's apparent new approach to dealing with protests, because there have been a lot of small protests surrounding the pretrial hearings, and the way that those are being handled is very different than how Batts was handling them. And he sort of unpacks what all of this means. And
I'm looking forward to reading. Yeah,
it's really interesting. And you know, Davis and Stephanie Rawlings-Blake had a press conference a few weeks ago in which Davis said, we're going to treat a protest like a protest and a riot like a riot. And Brandon argues, well, I don't think they can actually tell the difference between the two. So it's a really good and important story. We also have a piece by a woman named Nia Hampton, who was down in Brazil. She's from Baltimore, but she was down in Brazil when the uprising happened.
Yeah, that's right. She'll be on the show on Thursday.
Oh, great. There you go. Yeah, you can ask her about her piece. So she did an op-alt about the weird dichotomy of being away from Baltimore and watching a different country observe what was happening in her hometown. And then we also have a piece by one of our interns, Kyla Filo, who talks to the organizers of the 300 Men March and basically asks them, what's the role for women in your organization? And they have a women's organizing and planning committee, but they seem very, or at least one of the founders, Munir Bahar, seems very adamant that women belong on the sidelines or in organizing roles.
Huh.
Yeah, which is interesting. And so she sort of unpacks that a little bit.
Very interesting. I want to read that one. Maybe we should just do a show just with the people writing all these articles. That's what we need to do.
Yeah, definitely. You know, you could just flip through and see what you like.
No, I love this. Guys, and what else?
Well, we also have a piece about the business, so a couple of business owners down in Fells Point who are still really concerned about property damage, and they talked to the writer Maggie Barrow talks to one store owner in particular who still hasn't gotten money from her insurance company about her claim when her store was looted back in April. And you know, while you don't want to overplay, you know, the national media has really overhyped the rioting and the looting and all of that in Baltimore, and we don't want to focus on that to the detriment of focusing on everything else. It is still important to talk about these small businesses and, you know, what their concerns are moving forward.
And the other pieces in here that, I mean, there's again, you have another issue, I think, that kind of gets to the heart of issues I've not seen some other press get to, which I think is kind of critically important. And on the lighter side, in terms of not heavy news side.
Sure.
You have some Eats and Drinks things, which we have to get to just before we have to roll. Another restaurant that I heard of, Mare Nostrum?
Yes. So it's a Mediterranean restaurant down in Fells Point. It's BYOB. Baynard Woods, who just spent a little while in Greece, went there to review it.
Now he's a Greek food expert, is he?
He's something like that, yeah. Well, he actually talks in his piece about how he had this amazing meal at the foot of Mount Olympus and how Mare Nostrum is like almost as good as that. So that's
right.
Saying something.
That
that's
is,
like
that
quite
is.
An endorsement. Yeah.
All right. Well, check that out.
Yeah.
All right. So that's you didn't get a chance to go there, or did you?
No, I haven't gotten a chance to go there yet. But after reading his review, I need to add it to my list.
I'm definitely going to add that to my list. My favorite kind of eats to do is... Is that
yeah.
You know? So, are we missing anything important before we have to run that you want to throw out there?
Uh, One more thing I want to throw out there is this great dual review of Pride and Prejudice at Center Stage.
Oh, yes. Okay. I had not. Yes. Yes. Yes.
So the show is supposed to be great, but we have it's a two-author review. The first part is our performing arts editor, Mara Callahan, talking about Pride and Prejudice. And, you know, how a lot of men tend to avoid it because it's, even though it's a classic novel and it's sort of a biting critique of high society, most men view it as a romance. And so it's they're not going to read it or they're not going to go and see it unless they're dragged there by their girlfriend.
Our gender's mistake.
Yes. And then the second half of the piece is by Brandon Weigel talking about how he went to see the play for his girlfriend and actually loved it. So, you know, it's a show that everybody can enjoy, even if you're the manliest of men who usually likes watching football and going to wrestling matches.
Anna Walsh, one of the managing editors of the City Paper, co-managing editor, whatever the real title is, and eats and drinks editor for the City Paper. Anna, thanks so much once again.
Yeah, always a pleasure.
So folks, just pop out around all over the city, just pick it up and read. The Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our producers are Stephanie Mavronis and Mark Gunnery. Our engineer is Andre Melton. Our interns are Sienna Greaves, Monifa Wilson, and Calvin Perry, who joined us today. Our theme music is by Wal Matthews of Clean Cuts. To podcast Mark Steiner Show, share it with your friends, visit us on the web at steinershow.org or listen to us via your favorite podcasting app. And for your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA. 88.9 FM, the voice of the community. I'm Mark Steiner. Take care.